I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, look who's here. He got here. He only missed a segment. I thought he was going to miss, based on your text, I thought you were going to miss an hour.
I thought it was possible.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a Wizards game. I don't think you guys went where the whole station was at a Wizards game. And I had a similar incident on GW Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just take you through my routine. I get up and out of bed around 4:40 to 4:45.
Right.
And because I was tardy this week, and sometimes I put on the Waze before I even go in the shower. And it said 38-minute commute. So I shave, I shower, and then I check. When I come out of the shower, I check the Waze.
Mm-hmm.
When I got in my car, it said 5:45 arrival time. And I actually used both Google and Waze.
Yeah. They both said the same thing.
Which they should.
I get on the GW Parkway, everything's good, and then it's just a shutdown. And there's nothing you can really do.
Well, the only thing you could do is you have to just leave earlier. I know it's inconvenient, but...
I'm going to do, I'm going to make a vow.
So the accident obviously happened between the time you checked your Waze when you were at the house and when you got
on the leave the Waze on.
Right, but I'm saying
when I'm on the GW Parkway,
probably happened when you were...
That's the part you can't control. You're on the road, then the S hits the fan. Leak in your plan.
But what I was listening to you guys, there's no real bailout because you've got Jersey walls and...
Well, it's just the next exit.
Whatever the next exit is. It wasn't moving. It was literally closed down until, I guess, the police officer goes up
but
there.
But you see, 15 minutes, eventually it did.
Yes. You know? Yeah, so look, Valdez, what time do you get here? Do you get here at 4:45?
It just depends on how I'm moving, but usually around 5, give or take, 5 minutes, 10
minutes.
I'm going to
totally change my routine. And I did this for a while. I'm going to get up and I will drive here. And then I'll go use the gym and I'll work out downstairs.
That's better.
So hopefully, Valdez, you'll see my computer at 4:45 here.
Nice.
And then,
'cause you're up anyway.
Plus I've gotten fat. I will start the very popular viral trend is the 12:30, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to leave your house at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, no.
So you're
going to
get up at
4.
Wow.
I'll just change my wake-up call by
now. How
long
is that going to last?
And I will tell you this. If I'm late one more time in 2025, so the entire football season, I'll pay each of you guys $100.
Damn.
Right. I like it. Freebie.
Think about that.
It's humiliating. I'm not trying to be late.
Don't lose that audio.
Yeah,
I don't know if
it's a pride. I like it. It's a pride, finally.
I don't know if I should not use the GW Parkway anymore. I'm using navigation. It's telling me to go, and maybe 5:45 is too much. You aim to get here around 5:30. I aim to get here at 5:45.
Now, that's their problem.
What time do you aim to get here? Because a lot of times you come in after me.
True. I'm telling you, I think I have a hack. Now, it did burn me when they had the parade, but in D.C., it's almost impossible. They have to shut down the entire city and fence it off like they did for me to get effed. Do you know what I'm saying?
I could start going your route. I could go your route because right now that GW Parkway, I don't know how long they're going to keep working on it. It's basically one-lane highway. So I heard you saying that you come in on 66.
Well, I take the toll road to 66,
that's
correct.
Bigger than a one-lane highway. When you're in GW, it's just one lane, and a lot of it still has Jersey walls on both sides. Or Jersey wall and
the
trees.
One time I've gotten screwed since is when they had that military parade or whatever, and like overnight, there were fences all over, and they shut down a million roads, literally as I was driving in.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
So hold on. So he's going to change his ways. He's going to get up at 3:45.
I mean, I like it. I like the idea.
That's going to be tough.
I think he's disciplined enough to do it. I don't know how long he can do it.
When you have to watch a Monday night Commanders game and you're not in bed until 12:30, and then you watch
the recaps interview
and you go to sleep
but
at 1.
You know what?
So you're going to leave your house at 4, get here at 4:45, do your thing downstairs, do your prep. If you're ever late, in the rest, you're telling me for the rest of time or just 2025?
He said for the football season.
Okay. $100.
I don't want to bankrupt the guy.
Good. You can go all the way until Super Bowl if you want to extend
it
out.
So Super Bowl.
Oh, good negotiating,
right.
Jason.
The entire football season. All right. $100.
I like it.
Are you paying the producers as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
So that'd be $600.
Now, we're kind of rooting for it now.
I've waited a long time for this. I like this. Because this, you've never shown really much reticence. You've been more defensive. This time you're like, I am humiliated. I like it. A little pride.
The twice in 1 week.
It's a dagger. It's hard to stand on that one.
Yeah. Well, the I don't know if traffic has changed. I was only gone for 10 days. But, yeah, I mean, even the other day, I left a little bit earlier than I usually leave. Mm-hmm. And I still got screwed.
Right.
I live in a little bit of a different spot than you guys, but everybody's got their own traffic issues. I've got the spur, which sometimes there's no way to really get around that.
But see, this is exactly why. And listen,
I don't know how to get around the belt. Like, maybe I could go down really back roads and just not even do the beltway, but that would be like another half hour of driving.
No.
Look, I mean, if there was an accident on 66 and a tractor trailer overturned and was shut down, I'd be late.
Yeah.
Drabby would be late.
Right.
We've just been fortunate.
Right.
But it just seems like the G-Dub always has issues. But
JP's not always late just because there's a catastrophic shutdown. He's often late because there's just a little bit of a curveball. Yeah.
Correct.
And then he's
because
late.
Because he leaves the house a little.
Because he leaves himself
late.
A window of a minute or two.
Right.
God, there's so much going on. I forgot my point.
But again, if there was a shutdown on any of these roads that I take, of course I'd be late. If I had to sit for an extra half hour, I'd be late.
You may have more bailouts, though. The GW Parkway doesn't have many exits, really, to bail out on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was feeling good. I thought I was going to get here actually super early.
66 has a lot of bailouts.
Yes.
But if you were caught in between two exits and they're not letting anybody off, then you're screwed.
Well, you know what's good about 66, and I've done this when there's been a tractor trailer that's been overturned, is the HOV lane. Even though it's open, you can't really get to it, but the things that block it are just these rubber poles that are sticking up.
Mm-hmm.
So I've driven over the rubber poles to go into the HOV lane.
Mm-hmm. There was one guy I did see that did that move on the GW Parkway.
Yeah.
And the thing about the GW Parkway, it's under construction. So I think he went into
construction
a
zone.
Lane which was under
that
construction.
That could be a big fine.
And then there was a guy with an orange vest who went out there and had a pole and moved it around. I have no idea what that guy did.
You can tell what's good about our route is when you're getting on 66, you can tell if there's an accident based off of the price of the HOV lane mm-hmm. before you even get off. So you know, like, holy crap, it's $16 to ride in the HOV lane. Well, there must be an accident up there somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So 66
inside the beltway. We're talking about tractor trailers overturning. I don't think tractor trailers are allowed to go on 66 inside the beltway. Am I wrong on that?
I don't think they are.
Yeah. So you'll never see a tractor trailer accident inside the beltway.
Right.
Where we are, if there's an accident, it's just regular cars.
But this is why. Like, and this is just the nature of radio, because if you watch JP Finley and Beamich, for the most part, those guys get in 15 minutes or whatever before their show, too. This is why radio is the wild, wild west. When we have to do a monumental thing, right, they want us there an hour and a half before.
Just
why?
In case, yeah.
Yeah, largely to avoid this.
Yeah, because you can't be late for that.
Right,
it hurts
exactly.
For TV.
Then you're like, it just doesn't happen, you know?
I mean, if all three of us were late for some reason, we all had accidents we had to deal with. Well, I mean, Matt would open the show.
Well, I mean,
it happens within
but
the show.
In TV, you can't do that.
It happens within the show. The other day, I think it was Tuesday, I probably did a minute and a half with you guys gone. I don't know what you were doing.
I was pooping.
EB was probably pooping, and you do your walk around where you walk to the.
I'm gonna be late for segments.
A lot of times, I go back and talk business with the salespeople.
Yeah.
That's probably why I was late for that.
No, segment. I was late because I can't leave until thoroughly cleaned.
Yeah, I think we were supposed to hit the skins or something like
By the
that.
Way, Valdez, did you hit the bathroom?
For a minute
did
and
you
half.
Hit the bathroom before the show today, or is that some sort of backup? Because it smelled like a dead body in the bathroom at 5:50 this morning.
No,
somebody, you didn't notice it? Did you go in there? It was
I didn't notice
wretched. It. Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe somebody went in after you went in. Somebody went in there and murdered it, or is it an overnight thing? Yeah.
Probably, so look, I'll take accountability. I feel like the Commanders, who got hammered in their first preseason game, and you know, we said, well, maybe it's a good thing that the Commanders got hammered, because now Quinn can talk to his players and say, hey, we can't have these penalties. We really need to focus on things. You guys just can't take things for granted. And so that's what I'll do. I'll just start leaving at 3:45.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, good.
I'll brush my teeth here. So if you see me at 4:45 in the morning, I haven't brushed my teeth yet.
I don't even think you have to leave at 4. You just maybe leave at 4:20 instead of 4:45, 5 o'clock. Give yourself an extra half hour. You don't have to give yourself an hour and a half. That, I think that's going to change. I think you're going to get tired of getting up at 3:45 or 3:30. That's hard. That's hard to do. Day after day after day.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to stay committed to that. But, I mean, I think if you left a half hour more earlier, like if you're not going to work out, but at least leave a half hour earlier than you normally do, mm-hmm. you do your prep here instead of whatever you do at home.
But you do what you got to do, man.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout-out to two sponsors before we go to break. One, our good friend Bobby Blecki from Surfside. Mm-hmm. All right.
Hey, look at the sweatshirt I'm wearing.
Yeah, I'm going by his house today to pick up.
What do you pick up? 10 surf cases?
No, he already sent me that. I already hooked that. Because I'm going on vacay. I'm picking up a cooler.
Yeah, I got it. Nice. Get the white one?
I don't know. It's really nice. I don't know what it is.
The soft one,
it's in his garage.
It's the one that holds 30.
I think it's the legit one. That's probably the same one you got.
Well, and they also have a big, huge, heavy one.
Okay.
That's, you know, it's whatever. It's
maybe
really
maybe
nice.
I'm getting that one. I don't know. Yeah. So I'm going by to pick up the cooler and the Surfside beach chair.
Nice.
All right, so I got to thank him for that. And then after that, I'm going to Open Road Distillery in Reston.
You getting our stuff?
Because my man, Matt Carlin, who, of course, owns it, with Vince, he's going to hook me with some bottles for my trip.
Hey, why did I...
So, you know what? Thank you to both Surfside and right. Open Road.
Hey, why did I get assaulted? I mean, assaulted is probably a stretch, but several people... tweeted on social media
about you
joning on me on wearing a Surfside
no
hoodie in Europe. Am I not supposed to wear
Listen,
this is what, my favorite hoodie. Am I not
I
supposed to wear
really
this
like
in Europe?
It too. But Drab is really annoyed with that we give them so many plugs. I don't know why. I don't know. It's like being honest. It's
like
really
people were photoshopping pictures.
But I don't think you're wearing it to plug them. You're wearing it because you like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, am I not supposed to wear a logoed shirt on a European vacation?
I don't want to get into a back and forth with JP, but It was just, it was lighthearted that you look like a donk wearing a branded Surfside free hoodie on your Italian vacation while your rest of your family's wearing nice clothes.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
I actually differ with him. I'm on Team JP. I like that hoodie. So I would wear that.
I don't
that.
Know that the rest of my family was wearing nice clothes. We were going up on a mountain, so it gets cold.
Yeah.
So you either had to use a jacket or a hoodie. My son wore an Under Armour hoodie.
He's saying it was lighthearted. Don't take it seriously.
Yeah. I know, but I didn't know it was Drab. I'm saying I got tweets and people photoshopping pictures.
I don't know. Drab is egging on the monsters. You know, I don't know.
Maybe a lot of people felt the same way. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm Team JP on that. I'm Team JP on that. I like that hoodie. I wear it a lot.
It's probably my favorite hoodie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the Wizards hoodie, which I wore yesterday. I had a plumber from Crop Metcalf come out yesterday. I'm going to have to buy a new dishwasher. There's nothing he could really do. I have a dishwasher that's broken.
Right.
And first thing he said, he's like, love that hoodie. He's a big Wizards fan.
Which Wizards one is it?
Oh, it's a light blue Wizards hoodie.
Oh, I actually like that one too. My daughter stole it from me.
She took your hoodie. 100%. Exactly.
100%.
That Surfside and the Wizards, those are my top two hoodies.
Yeah.
So wherever I go, whether they're going to Puerto Rico or Italy, well, Puerto Rico, I'm probably not going to bring it, but I would bring it and wear it.
Hmm. All right, let's bang out some calls here. Open line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. I know we got to go to break. We'll weave in your calls. Jason's got the sports page. We got Mike Jones coming on. We actually got a lot to talk about. Colin Cowherd, I thought, did a great segment a day or two ago about quarterbacks and about Jaden and his ceiling that I want to get into. We'll play some of that audio. Big show planned. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.